Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. Sorry my voice is a little soft and quiet, but it is currently 1 o'clock in the morning where I'm at, and there are people sleeping around me, so I have to be quiet. But I'm recording this podcast from the middle of nowhere, Homestead, Florida. And yeah, I'm in a 1951 Airstream. It's an Airbnb I found. It's really cool. But it's just me, myself, and I all alone in this Airstream at 1 o'clock in the morning under a beautiful sky full of stars in Florida. And yeah, I had a really interesting day, and I thought it'd be fun to come on here and share it. And then I thought, well, I was 37,000 feet up in the air. I just thought, wouldn't it be cool to maybe record every day of this trip I'm on? Because this trip, to begin with, is a gift from the universe. It's pretty wild. So let's just start with that. I'm going to Key West tomorrow. And you guys have been listening to me rap about the Keys, talk about the Keys, how I'm manifesting a house in the Keys. So yeah, I should feel excited, but I'm not. I don't know. Just getting a case of the feels right now. But I do feel very, very abundant and thankful. And my God, I'm so lucky. So why am I down here? Because I love this place. And my soul is always lurking around the Florida Keys. It's always floating around. But this time, my physical body caught up to it. So it's going to be exciting. So let's start from the top. Last week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, I felt so strongly in my soul and in my body. I was just like, I need to go to the Florida Keys. I don't know why. I need a break. I need to go there. I just need to be there. Nothing planned. No lodging, no car, no flight, nothing planned. I just, my heart, my intuition was sounding the alarms and screaming at me like, you need to go now. And, so I craved it. So I went on my laptop and I got a car, not booked, but I got a car lined up, lodging lined up, a flight lined up, like picked out all my times and connecting airports. And then I just sat there and looked at all of it, ready to hit enter to book it all, and just went, this is the first time in my life where I actually don't have the money to go. Like, even, you know, I really make flights and hotels super cheap, but right now in life, I don't have the money for even that. So I just took a sigh of relief and said, you know what? I'm craving this in my soul, my gut, and my intuition for a reason. I don't need to worry and stress and be sad about how I'm going to get there. I just know, I just need to relax and melt into the confidence that I will get down there. And I did. So the next day, Wednesday, I wake up to a voice message from Pal, Paulina, my wonderful new best friend out in Colorado, who I just adore and who's been on the podcast in the last few episodes. But I wake up to a voicemail from her saying, hey, I just found out I'm going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame at my high school. Do you want to go to Miami with me? Because she's from Miami. And I just thought, oh my God. Yes, I do want to go. And as a matter of fact, I've got my flight all ready to go. All I need to do is hit enter. So as soon as I received that message, first thing in the morning, I was like, okay, there's my sign. Time to go. Then I get a call from my mom, and I'm telling her about this fun news, and she's very spiritual and in tune. And so I was sharing with her my manifestation and the gut feelings I've been having. And she was like, well, why don't you go? I have a bunch of rewards points from traveling so much from her previous job. She was like, here, I'll give you one of my rewards flights. So I'm like, wow. Before noon, before lunchtime, I had a flight offered to me. And with Pau, we were going to stay with her family. And rental cars were like $28, so I could swing that. And I was just like, holy shit, it worked. So, long story short, Pal's not here yet. She might come down, but she had some other things she needed to take care of. And my mom is going to come because she loved the idea of everything Pal and I were going to get into. And she was like, can I tag along? She's an Aquarius. She's the coolest woman ever. And so she was like, well, I'm coming. So she booked her flight and she's going to be here tomorrow night, which I'm so excited to see my mom. I love her. She's my best friend. She'll be here tomorrow night. Pal might be here this weekend. And I'm alone. And the original plan was going to be Pal and I were going to come here today together. But universe said, I'm going to switch things around. So yeah, Pal's not here. My mom's not here yet. And I'm all alone in a 1951 Airstream that's super old and vintage. And I'm just looking around like, this place is dope. It's really cool. I just wish someone is here to experience it with me. But let's talk about today, okay? I've been on planes, trains, buses, and trucks, and Ubers, and damn. So I was super excited when I found out that this trip was going to happen. I was like, I have no idea, like, what I'm going to do. But I just had that intuitive feeling like I'm going to meet someone or something very pivotal is going to happen while I'm down here. See, I'm stuttering over my words because my mind is just on Gemini. It's racing. But yeah. I left early this morning. Couldn't figure out the train in Denver, but I somehow made it to the airport. And when I got to Miami, yes, this is a story I want to start with. So when I got to Miami, I go into the bathroom, go pee, and then I realized someone left their phone on the toilet paper holder. I was like, oh, that sucks, because it was one of those cell phone holders that hold your ID, your credit cards, your cash. I mean, this poor woman, she left everything in the bathroom, everything she'd need to get around in Miami. So I really didn't want to pick it up because I was exhausted by this point and just wanted to get my Uber and go get my rental car. But something inside, so guys, my beat is at 222 and my heart just skipped a beat. Woo. But something inside told me, pick it up. Take it. Go find her. Again, with that gut feeling, my intuition has been on fleek lately. Maybe it's that Pisces moon. But so I pick it up and I'm like, all right. I open it and I feel so invasive pulling out all of her credit cards looking for her ID. But I find it and I'm like, okay, this is what she looks like. I'll look out for her. But then I start running. I'm like, I'm never going to find her in this crazy crowded airport. So I'm looking for a security guard or a TSA agent or something just to say, hey, take this. But every person I went up to was like, I can't help you. That's not my job. Go see them. I'm like, what? Okay. Like, it would have been so easy for me to just walk out with that, all that woman's stuff. Credit cards, cash, phone, everything. I was like, no, I'm going to find her. So then her phone starts ringing, and it says, Candace, work. And I'm like, oh, I'm not picking that up. That's so invasive. But then she keeps calling, and on the third call, I was like, okay, maybe they're here together on a business trip. I should pick this up. So I answer, so nervous, like, hi, my name's Stephanie. I didn't steal your phone. I just found it. But she interrupts me and says, no, no, it's okay. I'm with Sarah, that's her name. I'm with her, and we're looking for her phone. I'm outside, and she just went back into the bathroom to try and find it. Can you meet her there? She has long blonde hair. And I was like, okay. So I'm waiting in front of the bathroom looking for her, and I see this beautiful woman with long blonde hair, and I run up to her as I'm still on the phone with her friend on her phone. I just run up to her, and I wave the phone in her face like, looky, looky. And she just, oh, my God. And we just fall into each other for a big hug, and I was like, girl, I got your back, and I give it to her. And she just immediately is like, do you like makeup? And I was like, yeah, I like all natural makeup. And she's like, well, I am the VP of sales for Tarte Cosmetics, and I want to send you something. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I want to send you a really big gift, a big box full of Tarte Cosmetics for this, because I owe you. And I was like, what? Just blown away by her generosity. I didn't want anything. I just wanted to give her a hug and say, have fun in Miami. But she was like, no. She pulls out her business card, and then she writes down my number and puts it in her phone. And we've been texting back and forth all night, just like, what are you up to? What's your Instagram name? So I have no doubt me and this girl are going to connect and be friends for a while. But yeah, Tarte Cosmetics, I'm about to go on a shopping spree. I'm so abundant. I'm so spoiled. You guys hear the dogs in the background? So I'm staying in an Airbnb ranch. Like, there's literally 10 other Airstreams around me. And I'm in the, like, I'm surrounded by fields of I don't know what because I got her at night. Oh, okay, let's go back to the airport. So I say goodbye to this girl. And then I go outside and catch an Uber, which was fun. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw that my Uber driver was not the talkative type. So I just sat in the back singing. And so he drops me off at my car rental spot. Avis, I'm calling you out. Avis Car Rental. I booked a car offsite because it was significantly less expensive. So I just Ubered 20 minutes south and he dropped me off. So here I am in the middle of this empty shopping plaza, and I'm like, uh-oh, why are there no cars? Why are the lights all off? Son of a bitch. So my Uber drives away, and I'm just looking in the door of Avis, which is closed, lights off, doors locked, nobody around for miles, and I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. They closed at 7, and it was 8 o'clock, and I was just like, oh, fuck. So, thankfully, on the door, there was a customer service number, so I dial it in, and my phone beeps, 20% battery. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, again. So I'm on hold for 11 minutes, and, you know, calls drain your battery, so I'm at 10% battery when someone finally answers, and he was such a jerk to me. I'm trying so hard not to cuss for the love of my mom. He was such a jerk to me, and he just basically said, you were late to pick up your reservation, so we already canceled your reservation. Have a good day. Click. He hangs up on me after telling me I have no car. My phone is now at like 3% battery, and I'm just like, I'm stranded. What do I do now? So thankfully, I had enough battery to call up another Uber to drive me all the way out in the middle of nowhere, Homestead, Florida, where I am now, and drive me out here. And he was the coolest guy. He let me use his charger, and we just talked about life and love and marriage and divorce and kids, and it was awesome. It turned out to be a really, really great ride. And then when I got to my Airbnb, the hosts are so sweet. They gave me the tour of the place and fed me food, gave me water. It was nice. So I feel a lot better now. And tomorrow I'm going to get a new car from Budget. You guys definitely know I'm a fire sign now, don't you? But I'm going to get a new car at 10 a.m. So I have high hopes. I'm just trying to be positive and think, oh, once I feel the sunshine on my face and breathe in the humidity, I'm going to feel so much better. So, okay, day one of the infamous, life-changing, random, sporadic, yet divinely planned by the universe trip to the Florida Keys. I will report back to you guys tomorrow with hopefully more cool stories. Okay, and I'm not even kidding. My laptop says it's 11:11 p.m. Bye, guys. Talk to you tomorrow. I thought yesterday was the most amazing synchronistic day until I experienced this one. Let's start from the beginning. Woke up early, got my Uber, got an amazing Uber. My Uber driver didn't speak a word of English, not even hello, hola. He was fresh from Cuba, just moved here, and he absolutely loves it. So for our 15 minutes together, our 15-minute ride, I had my phone pulled up, and I was on Google, and everything he'd say, I would try and respond by Googling how to say, I don't know what you're saying in Spanish, and then I would read that to him. So it was cool. I've never experienced such a hard language barrier like that, but it was just so cool. And at the end of the ride, we hugged and said our goodbyes, and I really connected with him because we had a conversation, albeit very slow and different, but, you know, I learned some Spanish and it was just good. It's hard to explain, but it was cool to connect just by reading each other's eyes and body language and movements of the arms. It was just cool. Very cool experience. I told him I Googled how to say, "I am very hungry" in Spanish. And when I said it to him, he wanted to take me out to eat. And I was like, no. I didn't mean it like that. Just, I'm just hungry. But he dropped me off at my rental place, my car rental place. And it got better after that. So I go in and I meet this wonderful guy who's the owner of the small little offsite budget rental car. And his name's Leon Paco. So everybody calls him Paco. And I was just so happy to be alive and in Miami and in the warm sunshine that I was just smiling ear to ear and happy. So Paco's checking me in, and I was like, "You know, Paco, I had the worst experience last night. I'm laughing now, but I told him everything that happened, how I got stranded in a parking lot around Homestead, and his heart was broken. He was like, "I can't believe that happened to you. I wish I knew you so I could go pick you up. That's so sad." And he's like, "You just sat there with all of your luggage?" I was like, "Yeah, just sat there on a bench with a dead phone and a bunch of luggage wondering what the hell to do." But he felt so bad that he upgraded my rental to a large SUV instead of a midsize SUV. And I told him I was so thankful. I said, "But you know what? After all that, I deserve a convertible, right?" And he was laughing, and I laughed, but I was serious. And I always get a convertible when I come down to the Florida Keys. It just happens. And if you remember from yesterday's episode, entry, vlog, I said that I booked my rental car, and it was a convertible, but it was like $1,000 for the week, so hell no. But, you know, a girl can dream, and I just knew I would get one. I don't know. I had this intuitive feeling like I don't need to know how I'm going to get it. I just need to rest assured that I will. So I get in my Toyota Highlander, this giant SUV, and I start driving to Whole Foods. I say goodbye to Paco, give him a big hug because we just had a wonderful talk, and he gave me his phone number and said, "If you ever need anything in Miami, if you ever get stranded like that again, please, please, please call me." So gave him a big hug and said, "Thank you so much for everything," and left. And I went to Whole Foods to get some food and drinks. And as I'm driving there, a 305 area code number calls me. And I'm like, okay, back up. As I'm leaving budget car rental, a red convertible Mustang was turning in, and I just assumed that they were returning it. And I was like, you know what? I feel like I just left Paco with such a good vibe, like an unfinished good vibe, like our relationship isn't just over right then and there. I just felt like he was going to call me back or something. And I just laughed to myself like, "You're right. That's okay. I've got this beautiful SUV. I'm good." So I'm driving to Whole Foods, 30 minutes down the road, and I get to Whole Foods, and a 305 number calls me, and I'm like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, "Do you think it's actually?" Yeah, and I just picked it right up, and I was like, "Paco? Stephanie, hi, it's Paco. Are you in the Florida Keys yet?" I said, "No, I'm just getting lunch." And he's like, "Okay, come back, I have something for you." And I was like, "Paco, is it what I think it is?" He's like, "I have a convertible for you. Come get it." So I freaked out in my car. If you follow me on Snapchat, you saw my little freak out session. But I just knew it, you guys. I knew it. My intuition. I just knew it. Okay. So I run into Whole Foods, then I grab all my stuff, run back out, don't even eat. Okay, I'm at 24 hours, no food. Let me put my health coach hat on. Primary food versus secondary food. Secondary food is like carbs, fats, meat, vegetables. Primary food is love, career, happiness, religion, spirituality, stuff like that. My primary food has been so full that I didn't eat for 24 hours straight and I felt fine. Back home in Denver, if I don't eat for 2 hours, I get cranky and lightheaded and uncomfortable. It's something to think about. But I run back to the rental car and I just see the convertible Mustang all shiny and clean and ready for me. And it was amazing, you guys. I'm so lucky, but at the same time, I'm so proud of myself for manifesting these things so easily. And you know, guys, the key to manifesting these things is just be happy no matter what. Even if I didn't go to the Florida Keys, I'd still be very happy. Even if I didn't get that convertible, I still would have had the most amazing time down here. And I know it. I think that's what attracts all these amazing things to me, is that. So, it gets better. Remember the story yesterday of how I found a woman's phone in the bathroom and we ended up being friends and texting all night? Well, we were texting all day today. Her name is Sarah. And she was like, I work till 6, but I really want to get together for dinner or drinks, so text me all day when you're in Isla Morada. I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday, but I found out she has a house, a beach house at that, in Isla Morada, okay? And she has a little French bulldog that looks exactly like my pug, just pointed ears. It's crazy how mirrored our lives are. So she gets off work and texts me, and she's like, come meet me at the bar. We're going to have a few drinks. Come meet my friends. And I'm like, this is just amazing. I can't believe, I felt so comfortable. Like, usually I'd be a little nervous to go meet a big group of people. I don't know anyone. And then especially, like, I just met this woman for 2 seconds at the airport. I found her wallet. Like, it's just so weird how comfortable I felt around her. Almost like I already knew her. Giving myself goosebumps now. But anyway, 6 o'clock rolls around. She gets out of work. She texts me, and I was in Key West at the time. My home, sweet home. And she texts me, and I ride up to Isla Morada, and I meet her at this cool, like, locals-only dive bar called Hog Heaven. It was so freaking cool, and it was ladies' night, so ladies drink for free all night. Hence why I have a raspy voice, because there was a lot of yelling and laughing and dancing and shots. But yeah, it was so, so much fun. I met all of her friends, and I instantly connected with all of them, and they were all like, we gotta move you down here. You fit right in, and we'd love to have you. And they're talking about how they have Sunday dinners together every single Sunday at her beach house right on the freaking beach. I mean, she lives right on the water. Hurricane Irma did a number on her house, but she's building it back up, and it's so beautiful. And she's like, you can bring your pug, and they can run around the beach. And I just was so happy. I'm like, I wanted to live down here for so long, and I always ask the universe, like, help me. It's so expensive down there. I work from home, so I could still have a job, but help me find friends down there, a place to live. Just open a door and I will walk through it. That's what I would say to the universe. And they totally did. Because Sarah and I were talking business while in between laughing and dancing. We were talking business. Like, what do you do? Okay, what do you do? And she wants me to come tour her office tomorrow down in Isla Morada. It's an oceanfront building that's beautiful. And they have photo shoots. If you remember yesterday, she works for Tarte Cosmetics. So we were talking social media marketing, and I was telling her I'm a photographer and I run my own businesses, so I know the process from A to Z. So it's just, I literally, we'll see what happens tomorrow, but it's almost like I lined up a place to live, a job, friends, and a playmate for Jeff, all within a day. And then I cruised home at 1 a.m. with the top down and my cherry red convertible Mustang. Wow. What a day. What a day. Big things happening. Okay, I'm exhausted. So exhausted. You can probably hear it in my raspy voice. But I can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. I'm supposed to go to her business, her Tarte Cosmetics office on the beach, and maybe go see her at her house. So if you follow me on Instagram at Stephanie's_destiny or at Lightworkers Lounge, I'll post videos and photos of it. Or find me on Snapchat at StephaniePee111. Okay, I gotta close my eyes. It's past 2 a.m. and I gotta get up early again. Oh, and guess who's here? My mama. She's gonna be coming on the podcast soon. I'm so excited. Okay, day two. Probably one of the best days of my life. The best day of my life. Talk to you tomorrow. Day three in the Florida Keys. I said it's day three in the Florida Keys. Hi, Mama.
Cujo Key. Cujo Key.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Day three is over. It's 10:01 almost. I bet I'll finish this at 10:10 p.m. What do you think?
Most likely.
Yep. So today was awesome. Another amazing day. And we woke up and walked around our Airbnb Airstream farm. It was so cool. Did you like it?
I loved it. The pineapple farm was really cool. And those mini bananas, fantastic.
So for those of you who don't recognize this voice, this is my mom. She's going to come on and do a formal episode. But for right now, this is just like a Dear Diary series that I'm doing for my trip here. So off the cuff, I didn't plan this. I literally just plugged my microphone in, opened my laptop, and said, "Hey, Mom, what's up?"
Well, but, hey, Mom, what's up?
When I say something and then I move the microphone to your mouth, you should talk into it.
Sorry, I was looking at Facebook where my mother did her first ever video call, and she's in her late 70s, and she took pictures, and I'm trying to look at them, and they are totally bizarre and surprised looks and goofy positions. I mean, just look at it.
Yeah, those are pretty goofy pictures. So get off for a second. I just need 10 minutes of your time.
I wasn't prepared to speak tonight.
That's how the best content's created.
It's just going to bed.
So just really quick, I just want to recap our day. What was your favorite part of the Airbnb? First of all, wait, let's back up. How did we get here? This trip was not planned. What happened?
You said you were going to go, and I'm like, maybe I should go too.
Yeah, because my mom, she lives in New Hampshire, so we live far away. It's sad. But I'm trying not to make this as short as possible. So you've been having nor'easter storms back to back to back.
It's been a long winter. It's in New Hampshire, up in the northeast of the United States. It's cold for a very long time and gloomy. The days are very short. And
you just said, fuck it, I'm going.
And once a year, you want to get away for a week or two.
So you just said, I'm going.
And the Keys are perfect because I'm still in the U.S., which is cool with me, and I'm in the tropics at the same time.
And you're helping me find a lot to build my house in.
Right. We see quite a few out there, actually.
Yeah, it's happening, man. It's happening. So we're so excited to be down here. That's what I love about us, is that we don't really plan trips. Like, a lot of people plan vacations a year in advance. We don't. We're just, like, calling each other, like, hey, you want to go to the Florida Keys next week? Yeah. Okay, let's go. And we do. And we have so much fun. And we meet the coolest people. Let's think. Who was the coolest person we met today? Angel and Star were pretty cool. We stopped at what park was it?
Harris Park
in Marathon? No. It was near Key Largo. We stopped there for lunch, had a little picnic. It was beautiful. And we met, how did we even meet him? It was an old Hispanic man named Angel.
He parked next to our car.
Oh, he parked next to our car, and he was singing up top of his lungs, just having a good old time.
Some classic rock.
Yeah, and then we just went up to his window and started talking to him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then we saw his little dog. He had a little black dog named Star, like half Chihuahua, half Shih Tzu. It was so cute. So we just stuck our hands in his window and started grabbing his dog. And then we found out that he's a famous singer and has been signed by Sony Records, and he's toured all over the country. And I told him, I said, I love music, I love hip-hop, I love singing, I would love to perform in the Florida Keys. So I have his business card, and we're going to see what happens, but these are the kind of things that happen when you and I are together. Do you agree?
Totally. Every time. It's two energy forces. There's no stopping. Anything can happen. Anything you want.
Your vibe. Do you agree that your vibe attracts your tribe?
Totally does.
Do things like this happen to you when you're with someone else whose vibe doesn't match mine?
No. Not at all. No.
See there? Yeah, same here. If I'm with someone whose energy doesn't match mine, people won't even look at me. Never mind sing around me or just come up to me and say hi. So we left, we left our Airbnb and homestead in the Everglades, and then we drove down the Overseas Highway in our cherry red convertible Mustang.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
We were facing the sun the entire way, and now you know what happened.
If, for those of you who can't see her, that's all of you.
Sizzle.
She's got such strong tan lines. You got a farmer's tan is what
it's
you got.
Called burn.
Yeah.
It's not a tan.
Yeah, she's got a farmer's burn. She's got, and her nose is red too. You've got that olive toned skin. You'll be tan in the morning.
I know.
But so what did you think when I told you we got a cherry red convertible Mustang?
I'm like,
were you surprised?
I was not surprised at all.
Why?
Because your manifestation abilities have grown, and you can just pretty much get whatever you want.
I really can. I feel
so
spoiled as hell.
I expected it. I'm like, great. I didn't really want a convertible. I don't care for all the wind, and it does burn me when the top's down, obviously. But I know you love it, so I'm like, you know what? Let her have fun. I can handle it. Of course, I'm burnt now. I don't think we can leave the top down.
Do you think you're the coolest mom in the world because you're an Aquarius?
I'm the strangest mother in the world.
That's an Aquarius.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, you gotta listen to my astrology episode. You probably haven't yet. Okay, let's just get one thing off the table. Why the fuck can't I say fuck on my podcast?
Oh my God. What if some 12-year-old girls are looking up to you and they're listening and you're throwing F-bombs?
Why do you gotta make me feel bad?
Let's keep this pro, save the F-bombs when you're rapping.
I rap on my podcast.
Well, I mean, when you rap in your other world, when you're going to be super famous being a rapper.
My mom has said since I was little that I was going to be famous for being a rapper.
Yeah, you always. You're DMX all the way.
Yeah. I know. People don't believe me when I say I was rapping DMX in second grade. Can you please confirm it?
Yes, you were. You want their
and
necklace.
Jay-Z.
You had to have their bling.
Their shirt. Their everything.
Jay-Z, totally.
DMX, Nas.
Yeah. And I didn't know that. What the words were or anything. I like the beat and the rhythm. I'm a soul lover from the past, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I didn't realize F-bombs were being dropped and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Blake, I just want to ask you. So a lot of parents would have been like, you're not listening to that. It talks about sex, drugs, and murder. That's such bad music, all those cuss words. How come you didn't mind?
I don't think I paid attention to knowing that. I don't think
but I didn't get pregnant, I didn't do drugs, I didn't do anything, so you did something right. You just let me be me.
I made you responsible for the decisions you would make when I'm not around.
Yeah. Ooh, that's deep. Okay, back on track. So we drove down here, we stopped at a park. What else did we do today?
There was something else.
I know, what? I don't remember.
Well, we went to a health food store.
Oh, yeah, Good Conspiracy. Shout out to Good Conspiracy Co-op, I think it's called. It's in Big Pine
good
Key.
Or good,
it's good.
Good. I don't know. We'll go back tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll tell you the exact name tomorrow. But it's awesome. It's on Big Pine Key. It's an all-natural health food store. We got CBD. And what was the other one?
Kratom.
Kratom. Okay, what's kratom?
Well, kratom, it comes from the leaves of a tree that can grow up to 80 feet tall, by the way, and it's known in Asia. People are using it for pain relief and to feel relaxed, yet awake.
So the woman who owns the store, she pretty much shoved it in our mouth. It's a chocolate edible
well,
of that.
They turned that particular kratom into little edible squares, all organic, all natural ingredients. I had never seen them. They were $4 for a little square, looked like a square mint. And she opened one up and pinched off a little, like a size of a grain of rice, and just threw it at us and said, here, taste this.
Eat
and I'm
it.
Like, oh, okay. Was it kratom or was it kava kava?
I don't remember. But I felt after I ate it, even though, like you said, it was the size of a grain of rice.
Tiny.
It was so tiny.
It's a smear.
But I just, after that, my energy went boom. In a good way. I was just super chill.
Like,
how did you feel?
I felt the same way. I'm like, well, that's pretty wild. It was nice.
So for all the listeners out there, like I'm filming a video. Fuck. I'm just kidding.
Whoa, girl.
Oh, Mama's out here. She's mad.
We won't have that.
It's just passion. I don't mean it in a negative way, but I understand
fudge
what you're saying.
Fudge sticks.
I'll say fork or fudge. But for all of the listeners out there who have anxiety or pain, like physical pain.
Yes.
Or panic.
Or you're trying to get off of opiates because the doctors... Oh, yeah. The doctors prescribe the pain pills. The next thing you know, you're addicted. You can't get off of them. You try, and you have these horrible side effects. Kratom will help. K-R-A-T-O-M. Kratom.
And where can people find this? Can they order it online?
You can order it online, probably on Amazon. It is legal.
Really?
It is a legal substance. It's a plant for now, but they're trying to make it not legal. So people really, really are having good success. There's Kratom Facebook pages as well, actually. Support groups. You can buy it at the vape shops.
Oh yeah.
Locally. But figure out if it's organic or clean or not. I mean, it comes from Asia, so I don't know what they put in it.
You never know. Different laws and regulations out there. So let's tell people, let's talk about Hurricane Irma. Let's tell them what the Keys look like. In my personal opinion, they don't look that different. There's some parts of the Keys that look completely bare, the trees, and you can see how they're bent one way from the wind, but it wasn't as bad as I thought. What about you?
Well, there's some tree damage here, and a lot of debris and trash just got washed over into the other side. It's just hard to clean all that up. And a few boats still out of place. And
campers on the side of the road.
Yeah, houses that are gone, and houses that are being worked on, and houses that still have roofs that are damaged, and we've only seen a small part of it. So.
So this is the type of stuff we like to do for fun while we're on trips. We were saying that we're gonna take out a map and look at all the dead end roads and just drive the car down it and just explore them.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
It is.
You might find a little crab in a bottle cap walking around.
And tell them what you found.
Well, I was here 2 years ago, and I would go to the roads at the end of the water's edge and get out and just walk around, and I look down, there's this bright orange, like Mountain Dew bottle cap or whatever, just kind of crawling around on the ground, and it was a crab, and that was his home. It was his shell, and it is on my Facebook page, actually, a photo of that.
Well, you're going to have to repost it so they can see.
Maybe on my Instagram. I don't know.
It is on your Instagram.
But that was the most bizarre thing, that little crab with his little home made out of a bottle cap of plastic, bright orange.
How can they find you on Instagram?
Life by Lisa _.
So say, find me on Instagram at Life by Lisa _.
I am on Instagram at Life by Lisa _.
So you're going to have to repost that picture.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, tell them where we are staying tonight.
We're staying at a diving resort.
Called Lou Key.
Lou Key.
L-O-O-E.
25 miles north of Key West.
In our room. Describe our room. It's right on the canal.
It is on a canal. We're out there in the dark with flashlights looking for fish in the water, which is really fun.
It is fun.
You can find a variety.
Yeah.
Looking for a manatee or a dolphin to come by.
That would be so fun. And we got live music going on outside.
Yep, live music at the Tiki Bar Restaurant attached to this place.
Where did we go for dinner?
We went to Kiki's Sandbar, where dogs are welcome. And there were many dogs unleashed, just playing and frolicking and running around. And then the one dog with the frisbee in his mouth running to and fro, begging anybody, please throw this for me.
There was a bonfire. Well, fire.
Fire, yeah.
Regular fire. There was swings.
Swings, those are fun.
We watched the sunset.
Beautiful. Got some great photos. Yeah. Wait until you post them on your gram.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
I think we should try to go to bed.
Yeah, it's getting late. We need to get some sleep. Okay. Another amazing day here in the Florida Keys. I can't wait to listen to this when it's all said and done. I like this little diary series. But Mama Powers, she's going to be coming back on the podcast for a... she's going to be coming back on the podcast for a formal show. So stay tuned to hear from her. She's a very popular woman. People want to hear from her. You're amazing. Did you know that?
Well, I'm just me.
Oh, that's such an Aquarius thing to say. I would be like, yeah, I am. Okay, everybody, it is Friday, March 16th. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. We're not going to go party, are we? Nah,
no,
we're going to be out in nature.
I already had boiled dinner, so I'm all set.
Okay. Well, happy Friday, everyone. I hope you guys did something fun tonight, and if you didn't, that's okay. Nights in are just as valuable. All right, good night, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Say good night.
Good night. Hello, Lightworkers Lounge. Good morning from the Florida Keys. I'm currently sitting on a beautiful canal in the middle of a key called Ramrod Key. And you can probably hear the hum of air conditioners around me. It's very hot here, very humid. I'm sunburnt all over my shoulders, my ears, my nose, my forehead. It's been phenomenal. So I didn't get to record last night because I went out for St. Patrick's Day for the first time in a long time and had an absolute blast. I went out with my new friends, the ones I spoke about on the very first diary entry, the woman I met in the airport because she left her wallet and she works for Tarte Cosmetics. I went out with her and my other new friends, and it was so, so amazing. I love how effortlessly I connect with these people. Like, they've been my friends all along. Like, I get invited to their Sunday dinners. They're all going out to a sandbar today to just hang out, and I was invited to that. And I just feel like I live here already. Like, lately, the power of manifestation, and I don't know if it's just me or the cosmos or maybe a combination of both, but I've just been manifesting everything I need to fulfill my dream at such a rapid rate. It's like it's already mine before my brain can catch up and see it and know it's already mine. That makes any sense. So yesterday, yet again, another day full of absolutely amazing synchronistic events. So many things happened that I started to take notes in my phone so that I wouldn't forget everything. So hang on, let me go grab my phone. Okay, I'm back. So yesterday started off amazing. We ran down to Key West in the morning to grab some coffee and meet up with one of my dearest friends. I haven't seen him in many, many years, so it was nice to get to meet up with him, give him a big hug, see what he does for work. He is a fisherman down in Key West, and he's one of the coolest people I know. I don't want to say his name because I really want him to come on my show, so we'll see if he does. But talk about following your dreams and just going for whatever you want in life. This person did it. So we'll see if I can get him on the show eventually. But it was so nice to see him. And then we came back up to the Upper Keys, where we are staying. And we went to this place called Good Food Conspiracy. It is a all-natural health food and spiritual store. So the owner, Marnie, I'm also going to have her come on the show. She offered, and she was super excited to come on the show and talk to you guys. She is, I think she's 69, 79. She's older. And she owns Good Food Conspiracy. She's a Reiki master. She's a holistic health professional. She owns the store, which offers fresh juices, smoothies, the most delicious vegan, gluten-free, everything, sandwiches with fresh avocados and sprouts and vegetables grown right here in the Florida Keys. I'm making myself so hungry. It was the best sandwich I've had in a long time. But I gave her a copy of my book, Thyroid First Aid Kit, and I signed it. And oh, she was so excited, and I was too. We just, instant connection. But I've gone to the store quite a few times before, so we kind of knew each other. And I shared with her my dreams of opening a cafe just like that called Divine Banana, and she loved the idea and said, hinted that she's going to retire soon and needs someone to run the store. So I was like, Gladly. But so we hung out with her, and she really wants to come on the show, so I hope in the very near future I can get her to come on the show and talk to you guys. And just, I can only imagine the stories this woman has. Yeah. Oh, so that was amazing. Good Food Conspiracy on Big Pine Key. If you're ever down in the Florida Keys, Good Food Conspiracy. Tell them Stephanie Powers sent you. So let's see, going over my notes. Oh, yeah, so I've been offered jobs down here. I've been offered housing. It's incredible. Yesterday, we were trying to leave to go down to Key West or do something else, but we left the car keys in the hotel room. So my mom gave me the hotel room key and was like, go grab them. So I tried to go, but my key wouldn't work. It was deactivated. So I run back to the car. I'm like, this one doesn't work. Let me try the other one. Come back. That key doesn't work as well. So I'm like, we're delaying our adventure. It sucks. So my mom takes the keys, goes back to the hotel lobby to try and see what's up. And then this older guy walks by me and he's staring at me like he knows me, but I'm also staring at him like, do I know you? Why do you? You know, it's just one of those exchanges of, I'm staring at you for a little too long, but hi. But eventually he breaks the ice and says, hey, how are you? And I said, I'm good. How are you? It's so weird, you guys. But we just have this, like, just glare at each other, like, I think I need to talk to you. And, you know, at the time, I was a little bummed about the room keys. I just wanted to get out and go adventure. I was tired. So I didn't really feel like socializing. But something in my intuition was like, nope, talk to him, talk to him. So I did. I said, I was sitting on a big coral rock, and I had him come over and sit with me and chat. His name is Jorge, and he has a house here in the Keys, but he also has a house in Boulder, Colorado. What are the odds? I said, that's where I came from. I'm living in Colorado right now. So we bonded over that, but then it gets better. You guys have heard me say, I love thunderstorms. I love chasing storms. If I wasn't an author and a podcast host, I would be a storm chaser on the Weather Channel. I love it so much. And guess what this guy does? He's a climate scientist and a pilot, and he chases storms by plane. That is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. And I started talking to him about Hurricane Irma, and he was like, of course I flew down here just to see Irma. That would so be me. So he was like, yeah, if you want to chase storms anytime, because I think he assumed that I lived here, but I didn't tell him yet. He was like, if you want to chase storms anytime, we'll hop in the plane and we will fly over the Keys and look at some amazing waterspouts, supercells, everything. And then, as if this guy couldn't get any more interesting, he was like, well, so I finally told him that I don't live here. I still live in Colorado. And he was like, that's okay. You're going to move out here? I said, yeah, I am. He said, well, which key do you want to live on? I said, Big Pine Key. I've been saying that for years. He's like, you know, this is really weird, but my friend is selling her house on Big Pine Key for super cheap because she just wants to get out of it and live in Tampa with her family. And I was thinking of buying it. You want to rent it from me? And I just immediately handed him my phone and said, give me your number. Put your number in my phone. Yes, I do. So I'm watching him put his phone number into my contacts. And as he enters the last four digits of his number, it's 4777. Fours and sevens have spoken to me for many, many years. But the last three digits are 777. 777. I just looked at that, looked at him, looked back at that, looked back up at him. And I was like, and then I looked up at the sky like, hi, universe. Thank you so much. But then it gets better. So after that, I went to Bahia Honda State Park. It's the best. Bahia Honda. I went there for the sunset to take pictures. And I just started seeing numbers on all these license plates. Our speedometer was 17171717.17. It was everywhere. But then I'm up on this bridge getting ready to watch the sunset. And I look down and I see the biggest, most elegant stingray. Huge. It was gigantic. I didn't know they got that big down here. And it's just the way its fins were waving through the water. It was almost like it, I swear, it was putting on a show just for me. That's how it felt. But then I called my mom over and I said, you gotta check this out. Look down. And she saw it and was flipping out. And then she brought it up like, this is really rare to see this. I think this is a spirit animal. Have you looked up the meaning? And I was like, oh, you're right. So I Googled it. And okay, let me find it on my phone really quick. I'm not going to press pause. Okay. So, stingray spirit animal meeting. Which if you... Okay, back up really quick. If you see an animal that you like all the time, whether it be a deer or for me, it's a hawk. I always see a hawk. Which, on my way home from Bahia Honda, what do you think I saw hanging on the power line? A hawk. I didn't even know they were down here in the Keys. I didn't know they were tropical birds. But if you see an animal all the time, that's probably your spirit animal. I've got stories about that. We could actually do a whole podcast episode about spirit animals. But stingray was definitely making himself known to me last night after I met Jorge. So, if stingray has come swimming by you today, it's letting you know that everything is now in place. You have the knowledge, you have the means, you have the tools, and you have the skills. Now get busy and get on with it. Everything you have worked toward is open to you, so stop hesitating. Have faith in your abilities and follow your inner guidance. Alternatively, Stingray is asking you to stay on course and keep moving forward. Don't allow distractions or drama to sway you from your journey. Do not be afraid to protect your own path. And now it's 10:10 a.m. Whew. That hit me hard. I was like, oh my God. Before that, I forgot to tell you, we were driving around the neighborhoods of Big Pine Key so I could see where I was going to live. And you can be as free as me down in Big Pine Key. Remember that lyric from one of my raps? So we're driving around the neighborhood. I'm looking at homes. And I'm going to post it on Instagram. So if you follow me, at Lightworkers Lounge, you're going to see this picture. But we drove by this house, and I immediately knew. I was like, that's it. That's mine. That's the one. Oh, it's like Robin's eggshell blue, light Caribbean blue, the tin roof, all white. It's got a wraparound porch, giant windows in the living room. It's exactly what I envision when I'm meditating and manifesting my dream house. And it's brand new. I don't think anyone's ever lived in it. And it's empty. It's empty too. So I'm like, that's mine. I gotta buy it. I don't know how, but you don't have to know how. You just have to know that it's gonna be yours. So I have a picture of that, and I'm going to share it with you guys on Instagram soon. So after that, I just thought, wow, everything is totally in alignment, totally happening. I can't even picture myself going back to Colorado at this point because everything is so perfect down here. So I watched the sunset, and then I drove down in the convertible by myself down to Key West to meet my new friends and bar hop, hence no voice yet again. I'm going to get so sick. I got to really take care of my body. But no, I've been eating really well. All vegan. Delicious. Because I got to take care of my body. With these late nights. All right, guys. I think that about does it for yesterday's update. It's 10:10 in the morning and your girl needs a cup of coffee. Today we're heading down to Key West to stay there for the remainder of our trip, and I think I'm going to get into some fun adventures and meet even more amazing people. I will check back with you guys either tonight or tomorrow morning. I hope you have a wonderful Sunday. Go spend it out in nature. Okay? Hey guys, hello from Paradise Inn in Key West, Florida. If you can hear it around me, you can hear the hum of air conditioners again, of course, because it has been hot down here, like sunny and 80 every day. My face is so tan and burnt. And you can hear the pool. I'm sitting at a pool at our Paradise Inn. It's absolutely amazing. I can't wait to fall asleep to these sounds. Ready? Listen. The pool has a waterfall, and oh, it's just going to be so nice to fall asleep to. Okay, each day I've been here, I've woken up and said, okay, yesterday was the best day of my life. How can I possibly top this? Like, some days I was almost waking up like, man, how am I ever going to have a day as good as yesterday? Like, this kind of sucks. But through divine synchronicity, each day has been building upon the previous and getting better and better and more unbelievably amazing. Okay, so do you want to know what happened today shortly after I recorded the previous diary entry? We left Cojo Key, but as we were leaving, we grabbed some iced coffee at this cute little coffee hut, we'll call it, on the side of the road. And then we turned on our GPS and we were like, let's just cruise around some back roads and look at neighborhoods. I like to do that because I like to manifest. I like to just daydream as I drive through them of getting to know my neighbors and what their cars look like. And, you know, that's how I manifest. So for some reason, I looked at the GPS and I instantly pointed to this one road. And I was like, we got to go down this one. And my mom looked at it like, that's so random. And it looks like it's a bunch of houses, like nothing cool to see. But I was like, no. Oh, hear the frogs? Quiet, I'm recording. They stopped. Okay, but so we go down this one road. And it's cool. It's beautiful. But, I mean, it was nothing special. But we get to the end of it because it's a dead end that ends overlooking a beautiful Atlantic Ocean bay. And I was like, oh, my God, look over there. Do you see what's in that yard? At the house at the very end of this street, beautiful house with a green grass yard, which is very rare in the Florida Keys, and two dogs running around, and one of the dogs was a pug. A pug that looks exactly like my Jeff, my pug. For those of you who don't know, I have a pug named Jeffrey, so I am obsessed with pugs. I've been in love with them for over 5 years, and finally got one last year, and he is the light of my life. So whenever I see one, I get so excited. So we're driving around in a convertible Mustang, and when we pulled up to this house, we had to turn around. But what we didn't have to do is stand up and yell, "Oh my gosh, I love your pug! What's his name?" And they were the sweetest old couple. Well, The man was paralyzed and in a wheelchair, and his wife was so beautiful. They're both, I think, 79. They're older. And they were so happy that I jumped up out of the convertible and asked them, "What's your pug's name?" They just shouted back, "Molly, why don't you come pet her?" And we didn't even put the car in park before I hopped out of the top and just ran over there barefoot and hugged this pug. I mean, I just scooped her up and just cuddled her. Oh. Her name is Molly, and she's the goofiest little pug. She's got that big, fat, round pug body and a tiny, tiny little head. She's the epitome of a, quote, ugly, goofy pug. Oh, I took so many pictures with her, and of course I'm going to share them on Instagram. Follow me at Lightworkers Lounge or at Stephanie's_destiny to see those pictures. But, you guys, it gets so much better. So we're hanging out in their yard, playing with their pug, looking at their stunning ocean view house right on the water. Next thing I know, I don't even know how to explain this, but the next thing I know, I'm in their house looking at their giant, they have a whole, like, a health room with all these health books in it. When I told them I was a holistic health coach, of course, they were like, "Come on in." And then I'm looking at his collection of old VHS movies, and then the next thing I know, I'm sitting in their bedroom with all of them watching a waterspout video that he recorded from like 10 years ago. It's the most amazing waterspout, and I love tornadoes and storm chasing, so of course I was all like, "Give me some popcorn, let's sit down and watch all these." But yeah, it was just one of those moments where I stopped as I sat on their couch just chilling, feeling like I'm at home with old friends. And I just looked around and I thought, just 35 minutes ago, I'd be sitting. Like, if someone would have walked into that coffee hut that I was in, ordering my tall black iced coffee, and said, "Hey, you're about to go see some old friends or some new friends at their beachfront house, and you're going to play with their pug, and they're going to offer you to stay with them whenever you want." Yeah. I would have been like, how? There's no freaking way. I don't know anybody with an oceanfront house. I don't know anybody with a pug. If I did, I'd be with them right now. How? It blows my mind, but it's all about going back to like my second or third episode on here. Your vibe attracts your tribe. Your vibe attracts your tribe. I'm happy subconsciously. Underneath it all, I'm happy and I'm thankful no matter where I am or what I'm doing or who I'm with. I instill my own joy in myself. I am the key to my happiness. No one else, nothing else. And I think that core of me is what attracts all these amazing people and moments and things. And so we were at their house for hours. I mean, it was so hard to leave because the guy, his name's Bella, B-E-L-A, Bella and Barbara, they are amazing, amazing people. He is an inventor and the funniest guy ever. He's paralyzed from the waist down, so he's in a wheelchair and he's got elevators around his house. I got to ride up and down them. It was so fun. He was just so playful. He tried to push us in the water. It was a blast. And I love his personality. He said something that really stuck with me. He said, "I'm handy capable, not handicap." I'm handy capable, not handicapped. I absolutely love that. I said, Bella, I want to interview you for my podcast because you just have the most positive, optimistic, happy-go-lucky attitude when all the odds were against you. When he was in his 20s, I think that's how old he was. He was young. He fell down 8 flights of stairs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Landed on his back and broke it. And then he was paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of his life. That's deep. That's a hard pill to swallow. But this guy is one of the happiest and funniest people I've ever met. But I finally had to say goodbye so I could make my way down to Key West and get some food because I was hungry. But we definitely exchanged numbers. And he really wanted me to come back to have dinner and go on a sunset walk with them. Oh. But they have the best wraparound porch to watch thunderstorms roll in. And I'm totally going to be back here for storm season and call them and just sit on their porch with some iced tea and watch the waterspouts. And oh my God, you guys, I'm so happy. I'm just sitting underneath a giant palm tree right now in front of my pool. This beautiful, beautiful chic hotel. It's like a bed and breakfast. And I'm staring up at stars while I'm recording this. And yeah, the day got even better though, okay? So we said goodbye to these people and drove 25 minutes down south to Key West. And the whole time I just kept saying, can you believe it? Can you believe it? Can you freaking believe it? I'm going to be calling these people and hanging out with them. And they said I could stay with them whenever I wanted, whenever, wherever, whatever. Just call them and let them know. Wow, what a connection. So we drive to Key West. And then we have some lunch at one of our favorite restaurants, Salute Ristorante. And then I hear steel drums, and I'm a Caribbean girl at heart. Absolutely love the reggae and the steel drums. So I immediately just walk over there, and I sit down next to the guy playing. Yeah. I learned how to play steel drums, and we danced. And we sang Kokomo. We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we will wanna go. Way down to Kokomo. It was so fun. I had a blast. Gosh, I'm drawing a blank on his name. I'm so bad with names and I'm embarrassed to admit this. I think it was Abdul MD. I wrote it down on my phone. Oh, yes, here it is. So I don't feel like too much of a jerk. Okay. Jubal MD, J-U-B-A-L, Jubal MD. So that was his name, the steel drum player. And we had a ball talking hip-hop and reggaeton and recording and getting our music and our podcasts on iTunes. We learned a thing or two from each other. Come to find out, I was telling him that I create hip-hop intros for all of my podcasts. And he was like, well, I create hip-hop beats. Oh, he's so cool. He's got dreads, like, down to his ankles. I just thought he was so cool. His vibe is amazing. Awesome, awesome energy. But there's another connection. So he actually gave me one of his CDs, and he autographed it for me. And he said, you know, when I move down here, we can exchange hip-hop beats and work on creative collaborations for music. And I was just like, oh, my God. This is such a dream. That's all it takes is just walking up to someone and saying hi and sitting next to them and saying, what's up? What do you like to do in life? That's all it takes. And then after that, we got back to our hotel and then we walked around this gorgeous garden center. Oh my gosh, it was stunning, you guys. I just sat in this like bush of honeysuckle while butterflies flew all around me. Oh my gosh. And then we rode bikes to Fort Zachary to watch the sunset. And I just climbed up in a tree like I did when I was a child. Because remember, if you ever feel sad, revert back to the things you loved to do when you were a child. And for me, that was climbing trees and watching the sunset. So I did just that tonight. And if you want to see the really amazing picture we took, follow me on Instagram at Stephanie's_destiny. It was perfect. And then we went out to dinner at my favorite place, Blue Heaven, got drinks, and then you guys, I somehow, after a margarita or two, ended up at a drag show. Okay, I didn't want to go because I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to enjoy this. But you know what? I was like, fuck it. I've never done this. I could die tomorrow. Why not do something that I'm not sure about? Oh my God, you guys. It was a blast. I love the pop and the hip hop, and their makeup is really good. I want to ask them, how do you do that? Because they're gorgeous. All their outfits were amazing. Ugh. Follow me on Snapchat. I posted lots of snaps. It was amazing. So, so, so much fun. And then after that, we just rode bikes around the island until midnight, which is where I'm at now. So I got home on my bike, ran inside, grabbed my laptop, and now I'm sitting by the pool talking to you guys. It breaks my heart that I'm leaving on Tuesday. I try not to think about it, but I know I'm meant to be here, and I'm so ready to be here, and I'm so ready to stop pretending like I don't know where I want to belong and keep bouncing around the country when I know it's right here. It's right here. I've known this since I was 18 years old and visited this place for the first time, but, you know, I think I was just being run by my ego 100%, so I was always like, it's too expensive, it's too perfect, it's too everything. I just, you know, my ego was like, get real. You can only live either where you're from or somewhere cheap and quote normal, like a big major city like Charlotte or maybe Charleston. You know, I actually moved to Charleston, South Carolina because it's like a giant Key West. Definitely not the same energy, the same vibe, but pretty close. And yeah. So when I got there, I was excited, but I quickly was like, this is not the same. And I was mad at myself for just prolonging my destiny, really, because I know this is where I'm meant to be, and I keep prolonging it because, I don't know, sometimes I seek approval from my mom. I want to hear her say, you know, yeah, you should pursue that, but honestly, when I ask her sometimes, like, I'm moving here, I just see, like, hesitation or nervousness on her face, and I've asked her about it, and she's like, I just want you to make the right decision. But prime example of that, I should not be seeking her approval. I know what the right decision is, yet I'm subconsciously trying to get her acceptance and hear her say it. But even your closest friends and family, you'll want their approval, you'll want their support, but sometimes they won't give it to you because nobody understands your path but yourself. You've got to grow that self-confidence to trust in that and stand firm in that and hold your ground in that. Nobody knows your path but you. You don't need anyone's approval to follow that path. Nobody can feel your heart. Nobody can feel your soul and your intuition but you. So follow that and watch the miracles unfold. All right, guys. Tomorrow is Monday. I've got another full day here. I don't know what can possibly happen. Like, I keep thinking, when am I going to report on tomorrow? I don't want to just turn on the podcast and say, I ate shrimp today. But these things just unfold. So I can't sleep. I'm too excited to see what's going to happen. It's like each day is literally a gift. See, the frogs agree with me. Each day is literally a gift. It's how my life feels down here. Okay. It's... Of course. I look at my laptop, and as soon as I'm about to say goodbye, it switches to 10:10 p.m. All right, you guys. I'm going to go meditate and talk to the universe and go to bed. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Hello, Lightworkers Lounge people. It is. I keep getting the day wrong. That's how you know you're having a really good time, is you don't know. I literally don't know if it's Monday or Tuesday. But, it's 2:00 in the morning. I've literally been staying up until 2 to 4 a.m. every single night that I've been here in the Florida Keys. And I'm not tired. I don't look tired. I don't feel tired. And I'm not hungry either. If you guys read my book, then you know I talk about something called primary food. Primary food versus secondary food. And what that is secondary food are things like grains, carbs, fats, fiber, meat, vegetables, vegan, vegetarian. It's food. But primary food is the big dog. That's the important one. That is spirituality, money, family, career, relationships, love, life, death. You know, the big players. Because our emotions affect how we feel physically. And I have felt so high every single day that I've been here that I'm not hungry. I'm not tired. I'm not hungry. I'm not anything but just high as a kite. Maybe it's adrenaline, but I really think it's because my spirit is so fulfilled. My soul is just bursting at the seams with love and joy. And when I left New Hampshire, where I'm from, and I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, it was a beautiful, beautiful area. I had a beautiful apartment too, and I was so abundant. I worked from home, made good money. Everything was perfect, but I never felt this happy to where I wasn't hungry or eating foods that were bad for me all the time to fulfill an emotional need, an emotional void. I always said that it just feels like I'm wearing two left shoes. It just doesn't feel right. And then after Charlotte, we moved down to Charleston, South Carolina on a whim because it looked like a big Key West, and I thought I could fulfill this need by moving down there. But when we got down there, I quickly learned, no, it's not Key West. It's not the Florida Keys. It's not where I know it's not where I've known since I was 18 that I'm meant to be here. So I would always say, yeah, when people would say, how do you like Charleston? I would say, I love it, but it just doesn't feel right. Absolutely beautiful, but it feels like I'm wearing two left shoes. Here I am in Key West, and I sat and meditated tonight under a palm tree forest on a beach by myself, looking up at the stars while the soft waves crashed by my feet. I literally laid in the sand in my dress because I was out all night, and I just went to the beach by myself and laid there. Head in the sand, laid there, and just took deep breaths and took in the moment and absorbed it, because when I'm back home in Colorado and inevitably my energy is low, or maybe it won't be low. I don't want to jinx myself or manifest that, but I'm just preparing, I guess, which would manifest it too. You guys, I don't know. But I just thought, I want to feel the sand in my toes. I want to smell. I want to hear. I want to activate all the senses. So when I'm at home in Colorado in my bed, I can tap into those sensory feelings and come back to this moment to continue manifesting my life here. That's deep, huh? But okay, recap. Monday, March. Shit, guys. I'm going to play. I don't know what day it is. I don't know if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't know if it's March 19th, 20th, 21st. I don't know. And I don't care, because when I'm this happy and fulfilled, time doesn't exist. Wow. I just blew my own mind. Time doesn't exist. So I don't know what day it is, but it's Monday. Okay, it's Monday. Because I'm leaving tomorrow, and that's a Tuesday the 20th. I remember my itinerary now. Ugh. So I'm leaving tomorrow, and, you know, I've been trying not to get the end of my adventure blues. I always do. You know, I think it's normal. Post-vacation blues, end of vacation and blues. I've been feeling that today, and like I said on yesterday's diary entry, we'll call them, I keep having these amazing days. At the end of the day, my ego creeps in and says, there's no way you'll ever top this. There's absolutely no way. So I've been manifesting and attracting that. And this morning started off a little rough. I was really tired. But we went to breakfast and had a wonderful breakfast at Blue Heaven. That is a secret local spot here in Key West, and it's delicious. And it was fantastic. I loved it. And then we rode bikes around the island for fun. And then we decided to go kayaking in the mangroves, which actually turned out to be a bust because the current was so bad today, so fast. Then it turned into a white water excursion. And we were just terrified. Like, this is not peaceful or relaxing. We almost had to be towed back to the dock because the current was so strong. So I don't know, we got out of the kayaks, went back to our hotel and just kind of cleaned up and laid down and thought, oh man, we're all of our energies are a little, because we just don't want to leave. And I thought to myself, I was like, well, it's about 4 o'clock. The day is still young. Night is not even here yet. And I haven't met anybody cool. Like, what am I going to talk about on my podcast? I haven't met new friends or any connections like I have been every single day. And then we decide to ride bikes to my favorite park. It might even be my favorite place in the world. Shit. But it's called Fort Zachary Taylor State Park. And it's the southernmost tip of Key West. And it's the most beautiful, stunning park you'll ever see in your life. Not only that, but the energy floating around that place is just phenomenal. Whenever I say on my podcast that my soul is always floating around Key West, that's where. That park. Right there. Fort Zachary Taylor State Park. So we've been going there for the sunset. If you follow me at Stephanie's_destiny, you'll see my sunset photos and lots of beautiful photos from this park. So go check it out. Instagram at Stephanie's_destiny. You know what's interesting that I just thought of? I changed my Instagram to Stephanie's Destiny because it was Stephanie Nicole before, but I just didn't resonate with that anymore, so I changed it. I had no idea what to change it to. I have no clue how I came up with Stephanie's Destiny. Literally, I was not possessed. That's kind of got a demonic meaning attached to it, but I was possessed by an energy that kind of forced me down here. I had no idea how I'd get down here, but it pushed me down here, and it also pushed me to change my name and come up with Stephanie's Destiny, because right now I'm on like a little course correction path. If you know anything about astrology, I am 29 years old and in the thick of my first Saturn return, so send me all the good vibes, please. Just kidding, it's all good. But I'm in my course correction and I can feel it. Like, I think about who I was last week and I don't even know who that girl is. Because who I am now is totally different. Completely different. New mindset, new feelings, new emotions. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy. Maybe it was this new moon. I had a huge shift on this new moon. I felt it. It's like, it was like a wormhole plopping me into a fifth dimension. It was very crazy. Did you guys feel it? A shift this past weekend? I think the new moon was on the 17th. Or 16th, St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, this one was intense. And it was like I was having fun and living my life, and I didn't really realize that the shift was happening. But it all kind of caught up to me today as I was meditating on the beach by myself, and it was just like, whoa. The dust has settled, and I don't know who I am anymore, but that's a good thing because I'm not who I was last week, but I am definitely on the fast lane to who I am meant to be. And damn, it feels good, you guys. It feels so good. Okay, yeah. So we're at Fort Zachary Taylor State Park, and we rode our bikes there, which was awesome. It's so beautiful and fun. I missed, if you follow me on Instagram, then you know I have a beach bike named Susie Q. And I got her in Charleston when I moved down there because my manifestation for years, probably 5 or 6 years, was to get a beach bike that was aqua blue. And Susie Q is aqua blue, and have a white basket on the front where I would put my pug. And I envisioned all of this, and I felt it and sensed it and saw it and smelled it, all of that, before I even had a dog, before I even lived on the beach. I just knew it was going to be mine. I had no idea how. Like, where am I going to get this dog? Where am I going to find that bike? Where am I going to get that basket? And, of course, how the hell am I going to live on the beach? That's expensive. Hi, ego. But I got it all. So Susie Q is currently in a garage in Denver, Colorado, where I live at the moment. And I miss her so much. She's probably got cobwebs on her because, shit, I live in the middle of Denver, Colorado, and there's nowhere to ride, for one. And two, it is so cold and dry and... Oh, I love Colorado. It's so unbelievably beautiful, but it's not home. So I'm going to give it a hug and a kiss goodbye and come home. But that's where Susie Q is, and I'm going to take her down here. And oh my God, when I finally get to ride her on all these streets in Key West, which I know all of them by heart now, it's going to be just, I think I'll record my podcast I'll hold my microphone and put my laptop in my basket, and I'll record for you guys the feeling I have while I'm riding Susie Q down the streets of Key West. And if you don't believe me, just watch. Because I will. I so will. And I'll take a picture of it for proof. Sorry if the background's a little noisy. I'm sitting at the pool, and they've got, like, all these bird fountains shooting water from their mouth all around me. I don't know why it's on at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Monday night, but they are. So, hey, maybe you're somewhere up north or somewhere cold, and it sounds good to you. So we're at Fort Zachary Taylor for the sunset, okay? And all of a sudden, I see these huge bubbles, like the size of a little car, floating over the beach. And I'm like, what the hell are those huge bubbles and where are they coming from? So I follow them, and there's this guy standing on rocks with a giant homemade bubble wand. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's like two sticks with strings attached to them, and he like crisscrosses them and then pulls them open, and the ocean breeze was gentle enough to make these giant bubbles. I'm going to post a picture up soon on my Instagram at Stephanie's_destiny. So you must go follow me to check it out. I posted a video of it on my Instagram stories today, and it's unreal. The bubbles are like, I know I mentioned the fifth dimension a lot, but it's getting really close, so I can't help it. But the bubbles are like these rainbow, clear, they're just not normal bubbles, okay? They're gigantic and they're rainbow. You have to see them. And of course, I go right up to this guy and I start talking to him. And 2 minutes into it, I'm now blowing bubbles with his wand. I was pretty good at it. It's therapeutic. You have to have a lot of patience and concentration and move slow and steady, which my fire sign needs help with. But I'm talking to him, and his name is Bubble George. He lives out of his van, and he lives half of the year in Key West and then the other 6 months in Boulder, Colorado. I said, well, hello. I currently live in Denver. So we totally hit it off, and I asked him why he blows bubbles at the park, and he said it's because his grandchildren live in Indiana with his daughter, and he misses them, and they love bubbles. So when he blows these bubbles, he thinks of them and just dedicates the art of creating these giant bubbles to them. And on top of that, he draws a crowd. I mean, he had like 20 people with their cell phones out. It was like there was a celebrity on the beach just recording his whole process of making these bubbles and watching the bubbles fly over the sea. It was just, Fort Zachary Taylor is a place that people come together, and there's no judgment. It's pure love and acceptance and joy, and you're so comfortable and you're so happy there. There's no other words to explain it. You just have to go. So I'm hanging out with him, having a great conversation and a great time, and just watching these bubbles move over the ocean was fantastic. And Fort Zachary Taylor has the best sunsets I've ever seen anywhere in the world. So the sun starts to set, sky gets a little orange, and this very handsome young man named Justin walks over to me and says, Bubble George told me to go talk to you, so I have a question for you. And I just look at him with the biggest smile and think, you know, I've had people, especially guys, come up to me and, you know, I immediately can sense the vibe of, are you hitting on me? Are you trying to be funny for your friends? Or I can pick that up now. I'm almost 30. I know this stuff. But his vibe was so pure that my intuition was like, this is about to be a really great conversation. Let him speak. So he said, I have a question. You know, it's kind of like a project. I'm asking a lot of people just to gauge their answers and see what they say. And so my Sagittarian philosophical side gets all excited, like, yes, bring it on. What's your question? And it took a lot of time and effort to come up with this question. So this is by Justin Smith, who has a book coming out soon that I will share once he gives me permission. But his question was, and Justin, if you're listening, don't get mad at me if I butcher this. His question was, if money, education, work, and family didn't exist, what would you think about all day? If money, family, education, and work were not important, what do you think about all day? And then I had my answer immediately pop up in my head, which means it came from my intuition and my soul. But he stopped me before he could speak and said, think about it. Just think about it. And so I did. And I was like, my answer is the same, 100%. And he said, okay, well, what is it? And I said, love. I think about love all day. And his eyes widened and he just thought, wow, like I've never heard that one before. But it's true. If I'm not thinking about money, work, education, or family all day, I'm thinking about love. How much I love recording this podcast for you guys. How much I love my pug. How much I love riding my bike. How much I love eating delicious, healthy food. How much I love a bunch of people. Love. It's love. Always on my mind. So that sparked a great, great conversation. And him and I just watched the sun go down and the moon come up. And it was awesome. Justin, if you're listening to this, you are so cool. And I'm so, so glad you came up to me and asked me that question. Because now we're good friends. And him and I went out for a drink after and just to continue our conversation. And it was just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I can't wait to read his book. It's about time travel, and that's all I'm going to say. And I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that, but I'm so excited for this book to come out and promote it on the podcast. So stay tuned for that. Justin Smith is his name, and he is awesome. So just meeting him was like, here's my amazing connection for the day. I've met either 1 to 10 people every day that are such pivotal people in my life and that have changed me into a completely different person in just 7 days. And if I was gonna, you know, I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon and I don't know if I'll meet anybody new between that time frame. I mean, shit, you never know. With the things that have happened to me lately, you never ever know. But if Justin is my last, then this has been... this has been perfect. Justin and I connected on so many things in life, and he's been through a lot of things that I feel like I'm about to go through, and he gave me just great advice, great motivation, and courage. He gave me a lot of courage. Yeah. Courage to chase my dreams and do things that make me happy. Wow. It was a very good day indeed. It's 2:07 a.m. I think my eyes are finally getting heavy. But I'm going to go to bed now, guys. Maybe I'll go sit in the hot tub by myself. I'm so damn lucky. All right, guys. Let's see. Today's Tuesday. Okay, good. I wanted to do a cool hip-hop intro for this, but I don't know. This is pretty powerful. I don't think it needs any music at all. We'll see. I'm going to try to get this out on Wednesday and release it. I'm so, 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 so excited for you to hear it. This might be the last entry. Unless I record one in the airport tomorrow after spending a full day, one last full day here in Key West for a little while. And, that's what I'll do. I'll sit in the Key West airport tomorrow and record the final entry of this life-changing trip. I honestly feel like I'm dreaming, like I'm in a coma, and I've had a 7-day-long dream, and I'm about to wake up from it, but it's really bizarre. Hi, Pisces season. Okay, I'm going to go to bed and start a brand new day tomorrow. Oh my gosh, let's see what happens. I'll talk to you guys then. Good night. Hello and happy spring equinox, people. Guess what? I don't know if you can hear it behind me, but it doesn't really sound like a busy airport, does it? It sounds like the hum of air conditioners and bugs, which could only mean one thing. yes, I canceled my flight home to Denver, and I'm sitting on a rooftop bed and breakfast in the heart of Key West, Florida, recording my very last Dear Diary podcast entry. So why? Well, of course I want to stay here forever, so that's why. But my mom is flying home to New Hampshire, and there's a nor'easter about to hit up there. So her flight had the option of being changed, and she said, well, if I change mine, you got to change yours too. So I said, hell yeah, of course I will. Oh, life is so crazy. I'm just staring up at clouds moving by so quick because it's windy here, and stars and palm fronds swaying in the wind, just thinking, what is life? You know, I had so much energy leading up to today of bracing myself to go back into the other dimension that is Colorado. That when it didn't happen, I was super excited and felt so right to stay here longer because I've still got unfinished business. But it just feels weird, you know? Yeah. Maybe it's the, since the sunset tonight, I've just been having racing thoughts and things coming into my mind and questioning relationships and life and decisions. And I got way too many feels, way too much emotion. Podcast intro. So yeah, I'm going to be in Key West until this weekend, and I'm very excited. I'm going to go meet up with people. I might even go look at a few homes to rent. Hint, hint. We'll see. I definitely think I have a future here, that my chapter here is just beginning. So I'm anxious and a little nervous. Maybe that's why I've got a case of the feels tonight, because things are shifting and changing so drastically and so quickly that I'm getting a little scared, because change is scary. We're humans. We like routine and to know what's going on. And right now, I don't really know what's going on. I'm almost nervous to play back and mesh this entire podcast, all these diary entries together, because I'm going to listen to it and go, holy shit, how does this happen? Like, so much has changed. I'm not who I was this time last week at all. Not even close. And all the like people I've met that are probably going to be in my life forever because I've made such close friendships like that in these past 7 days, it's like, if you would have just time traveled back to last Tuesday and told me that I would meet this person and that person and do this and do that and go here and go there, and yeah. I know I always bring scenarios like that up in my podcast, but it's true. If you're ever feeling really bummed or really excited, just travel back in time real quick. Like, if you're feeling bummed and you just feel like you're never going to get out of that funk, go back to a time where you were happy, because it's there. Look at old pictures. It's there. And know that you'll get back to that. You'll get back to that. Like the clouds above me right now, everything is always in constant motion, shifting and changing. So, oh, you know what? Okay, time out. I want to apologize because last episode I offered advanced birth charts and regular birth charts on my website. And since I've been here, I've been so busy and hardly ever at my computer to check emails and write emails. So many people ordered birth charts after last week's episode, and I accidentally hit quantity 1 in my store. So once one person bought it, it told everyone else it was sold out, and that's not the case. I have unlimited supply because I'll pull all your birth charts. So I'm sorry about that. If you want to order your birth chart, please go to my website, Evolve2Health, that's evolve2health.com. Click on Shop Book Sessions and order your birth chart, and I will get it to you in 24 hours because I'm going to check my email now. I've had a good long 6 days of fun, and now I'm going to get to work here in Key West. It's not easy, especially when your hotel is right on the party strip, but that's okay. So, yeah, I just want to say thank you guys for listening to this entire episode, and the amazing, amazing things that happened to me, that transpired in the past week. I hope it motivates you. I hope you listen to all these things that happened to me, and I hope you don't think, God, she's so lucky. I hope you think, wow, I want to do that. I want a piece of that. I want to do that. I want to live like that. And I'll tell you how. Be happy. Be genuinely happy. Not a forced wearing a mask happy. Not just saying through gritted teeth, I'm happy, I'm so happy. I mean, you have to feel really happy. And the second part of that is you have to feel happy no matter what. If you dream of living in Florida, but you don't live there right now, or if you dream of living somewhere warm, but you don't live there right now, don't sit back and think, I never will. How will I find a job? How will I afford it? How will I blah, blah, blah? Let your ego go wild. No. Think, I'm going to live in Florida one day. And right now, I'm going to be happy and love where I'm at. I'm going to be thankful where I'm at and tell myself that I will be happy no matter where I end up. Because nobody and nothing controls my happiness besides me. Everybody knows. I mean, it's clear as day that I'm meant to live here in the Florida Keys. But I live in Colorado right now, kind of like the polar opposite. But when I'm out in Colorado, I'm just looking around at the Rocky Mountains and hanging out with my new amazing friends out there. And I'm just, I won't lie, sometimes my ego slides and it's like, fork, why am I out here in the mountains? It's so cold, it's snowing, I don't like it, I don't belong here. But I quickly ground myself and say, hey, you're blocking abundance. You are blocking the flow of the Florida Keys coming at you by thinking those thoughts. I have to shift my mindset to think, to see the beauty in Colorado, to see the beauty in my current situation. Because when I do that, things like everything you just heard about in this podcast happened to me. You have to just know. You have to just know. I know I'm going to live here. I know I'm going to be driving a white Jeep. I know, I know, I know. And I relax into that and let go of how. When you try to puzzle piece the whole puzzle of how your dream's going to come true, you lose it. You block it. You build a cement wall in front of the connection between you and your dream, blocking that flow, blocking it from manifesting into your physical reality. You can't let your ego run wild. And it will. Acknowledge it, harness it, and step back into your positive vibes. All right, guys, I think I'm going to go sleep off these feels. But I hope you really, 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 really enjoyed this episode. I know I really enjoyed recording it every night under a sky full of stars, super late at night. I'm so glad I'm going to have this podcast episode in the books so I can come back to it when I need to. But stay tuned for another episode next Wednesday. And if anything happens within the next few days that is podcast worthy, you know I'll be on here recording. But other than that, I'm going to sign off. Okay? So, from Key West, Florida and beyond, my name is Stephanie Powers and I am sending you so much love. So much love. All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of your week. And happy spring equinox. What a time to renew yourself. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.